Good day, this is Paige Estrutori bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we share industry updates from the second week of September 2025. Let's begin with the cyber insurance landscape. The mounting risks in the financial sector have become more evident after the cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth. Entirety, Fortnum's owner, is geared to defend a related case while stressing the urgent need for robust cybersecurity. Fraser Jack from Cyber Collective and Jenny Brown of JBS Financial Strategists strongly advocate for cyber insurance. It not only helps manage unexpected legal and recovery costs, but when combined with comprehensive strategies and regular training, can also help reduce breaches due to human errors. Remember, in this digital era, safeguarding your business requires more than just insurance. A proactive approach is key. On to global risks. There is a projection of a rise in global property and casualty insurance premiums in line with GDP over the next decade. An insightful analysis from Swiss Re Institute attributes this to factors like growing natural catastrophe losses and economic inflation. Interestingly, they forecast a potential doubling in the market value from $2.4 to $4.3 trillion US dollars by 2040. As risks shift to reinsurers, efficiency in pricing and risk management will be crucial. Closer to home, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, has come forward to assist New South Wales flood victims. They are organizing insurer consultations in Kempsey, Taree, and Port Macquarie from September 16 to 18 to clarify the claims process for those affected by the Mid-North Coast floods in May. It's initiatives like these that underline the importance of direct communication between insurers and claimants, potentially changing the disaster response landscape in the future. In a recent case, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with a motor insurance policyholder against fraud allegations following a car accident claim. Despite evidence gaps, the authority emphasized the importance of fair assessments over vigilance against fraud. This ruling may prompt insurers to reconsider their rejection criteria and investigation methods. That's all for this week, Australia. Stay informed, stay insured. To explore personal and business insurance options, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrutori for Financial Services Online. Until next time.